times.
All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank everybody out there for tuning into our show.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you. And you listening in your earbuds. And you in your car.
Each and every one of you.
And you that's doing the dishes right now. And you watching TV. Mm-hmm. And wait, why would you be watching TV?
These are all me, yeah. I'll be listening.
You might be.
But watching TV while listening to the podcast? I don't know about that.
Sound off.
No, you're right.
And then reading subtitles.
Exactly.
And
turning
listening
the pages of a book to
right, reading and whatever. But anyway, thank you for listening wherever you are happening to be listening and
appreciate
whatever
it.
You happen to be doing. And if you want to follow us on all social media, you can do that at Life's a Binge. And if you want to email us, it's lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail number at 619-438-0532 and give us your thoughts on whatever it happens to be. Maybe the Oscars, because they're happening. Right, meow. And big shout out to the patrons over at Patreon, patreon.com/lifesabinge. Become a subscriber today.
.com.
And you can be like David and Tony and Kathy and Jess and BJ and the honorary bingers as well. Patreon.com/lifesabinge.
Whoop.
Become a subscriber today.
Do it.
Any other business? I think I said it all.
Business.
That's
all the business. So with that, we start the show with a big inhalation of breath. So do that right now.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
Oh, wow. What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What is up? What is up, my dudes? What's up, my dudes?
What's up?
Yeah.
What is up?
What happened this week, man? What did you do?
Everything.
Oh,
cool?
Yoy. Not really. I mean, I worked in the rain a lot, and I'm super glad that it's not raining anymore.
This rain and cold has been bull crap. Like,
I love the rain. And to be like stereotypical San Diegan, we need it.
That's true.
Like,
I do love the rain too.
And I do. And I love that it rains like once or twice a year and that's it. And it's great.
I do not.
But it's been since January. My brother has like a really accurate like rain gauge weather station and everything. Chris has one. My dad has one. And they're all like comparing their stuff.
Right.
Since January 1st, we got 12 inches of rain in East County, San Diego.
I tolerate the rain.
12 inches.
That's a lot of rain.
That's a lot of rain, especially for San Diego. So it's been rainy and cold, and as a mailman,
so
I'm
really
over
like
it.
6 inches of rain, but
that's what she said.
But let's call it 12. Makes us all feel good.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
But
that's
yeah,
a lot of rain. We've already got our year's supply of rain already.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
As a mailman, it's cold and rainy, and I'm over it.
It's mainly the cold, man.
Go like, away.
This like freeze. It's a couple of nights. It's just been like, what in the hell?
Yes,
it's
I'm not
freezing.
Literally freezing. Like 31.
Well prepared for
30
coldness.
Degrees. Right.
Like at night, yes, because there's blankets and dog and cat and lady. She's
right.
Lost. Sorry, Lindsay.
No, when it comes to sleep time and freezing weather, blanket deserves to be
blanket
first.
Is first. But yeah, like during and I have like, you know, my cute skinny jeans that I wear during the day, and it's just, if it's cold out, I'm like, I'm just cold. I'm just gonna be cold. I'm
right.
Cold. I'm not gonna wear my long johns underneath because that looks stupid.
I'll wear my like pajama pants.
Stupider anyway.
Or sweatpants.
You wear pajama pants out?
Sometimes. Yes. Yes, to the corner store.
I'll wear them to like the Sprouts. Like I wear my sweatpants in the Sprouts.
How dare you?
I know.
I'll put some shoes on.
Fashion,
and just go. But but no, in bed, and I used to like never, ever, ever wear anything. Other than maybe some skivvies.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
In bed.
I thought you were just
now
anything.
I wear socks.
BJ
I wear
sleeps
pajama
in the nude.
Bottom. I used to back in the day. I was like, that's my preferred style. But
like, I'm full on, like, right now anyway, I got like fleece pants mm-hmm. and like a t-shirt. That's mm-hmm. what I wear to bed right now. Fleece pants and a t-shirt.
A flannel onesie with the little poop.
I fucking wish.
Poop, what do you call those things? Those little flap. Poop hatch? Yeah, the little flap. I don't know if there's a name for it.
I don't know.
A crap flap.
A crap flap.
That's pretty good.
Flap. There it is.
As long as only one button's buttoned up and you have like the other one cheek hanging out, you're good to go. Yeah.
Little racy. Oh, you see my crack? I know you do. So, yep. PJs.
Oh, boy.
You see my crack and my crap flap.
I know you do.
But I'm done with that.
Yeah.
I'm done. I want to be outside.
Yes.
When Todd was here, we were like, let's hang out. Of course, we'll hang out outside. Mm-hmm. If it's cold, we'll light a fire.
Yep.
And I bought a heater. Mm-hmm. And it's too cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's too cold.
And plus, it was raining. It's been, like, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it rained a lot.
A lot.
Like, you couldn't do anything outside because it was raining all day.
Snowed.
Right. So, I'm over it.
I drove through that the other day.
The snow up in the mountains?
Because to get to the desert, you had to go through the mountains.
Truth.
So did you need
it was, like, wide out snow. No. If people were going up there in the evening, definitely did. And they closed down the road at one point, too.
Oh, you went in the daytime. Okay.
Yeah, so we were on our way back. From the prison out in the desert, which is the thing that I do.
That is
look back to an earlier episode and you hear me talking all about
it. You need to hear this if you haven't yet.
If you haven't heard it yet.
Yep.
And we left early enough where we missed, like we beat the road closure, but there was another group of people that were out there with us that drove separately. And like we had a harrowing drive. Like a car spun out behind us, like in the rearview mirror.
Oh.
It was very dramatic. It was like a movie. The driver goes, "Oh no!" And we're like, "What?" And we look behind us and I see a car going, I'm like, "Oh no." And then we were going like farther down, and a truck that had tried to like speed around us was flipped over.
Wow! Oh, well, like a pickup?
Like flipped like a pickup truck, yeah,
like one of those instant karmas that you see on the internet,
right? So yeah. I had another, which leads me to a much better story because I had an instant karma yesterday that a high that I'm still riding. So we, Lindsay and I went to Pokey 1.5, and have you been
North
there?
Park, yeah,
right? Free plug.
Next to Sticky Tattoos.
It's good Pokey. It's really
next
good.
To Thick Tacos. Nice.
So we're coming out, and this girl comes, like, speeding by on, I don't know if it was a Burger or a Lime, but, one of the electric scooters, right? On the sidewalk. On the sidewalk. She comes speeding by, and there are these guys sitting down in front of the City Tacos. They're like, whoa, that was not cool. And Lindsay and I are about to, like, step out into the sidewalk when her friend comes speeding by behind her. Like, I almost ran right into this chick. So I was mad. And as she goes away, I yell, maybe not on the sidewalk, you dumbass. And almost immediately, she eats shit. I'm like,
oh,
yes,
bravo,
sweet, sweet justice,
bravo.
I felt so good. I felt so like
I have dangerous brain powers. Minutes,
yeah. I was smiling from ear to ear, and Lindsay's like, "You're enjoying this." I'm like, "Oh yeah,
oh, yes.
I made that happen.
In karma's your mind, a bitch."
The guy that was just like, Rich. "That's not necessary." Yeah, in your mind, he's like. Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Yes, yeah, so one of the guys at the table were like, "I'm like, that's right." Oh, it was so good.
That's funny.
I had other great things happen to me, but that was by far the highlight of my week.
Nice.
I love it. I love justice.
Hell yeah.
I'm a justice, fan of justice.
Justice. sweet justice. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Nice. That's about it for me. What about you? Anything?
My cousin just came up into town, which is nice. My cousin Erica and her husband Mario and their two kids, and we had a great time.
Where did they come from?
From Portland.
Oh.
And so
so they came down into town.
You're right. Down. It's always down. There's no ups.
Yeah, there's no up. Unless they came from Mexico.
From Mexico.
Mexico or Southern America.
Mexico.
South America.
Southern America.
Southern America. Yeah.
We don't go up to
no,
San Diego
I was just there
at all.
Yeah.
You're in Southern America. So.
Yes.
But it was fun. We went to SeaWorld as a guest, which is cool. And it's always good just to kind of take it in as a guest, just to kind of get your bearings again and about things. And so that was good.
Some people ask you questions. You can accurately point out where stuff is.
And yeah. And I forget sometimes when you're talking to a guest or when I'm talking to a guest, I forget. They don't know who I am. Like, yeah, that I just
don't. You know who I am.
That's a whole thing. A whole theme of me feeling myself. There's a whole theme of me being like.
Do you slip into like employee mode when you're like walking around
it.
And somebody's staring at their map.
I cannot help it.
Right.
Yeah.
I would do
help?
That all the time.
Can I help you?
Like, you need help finding something? And they're like, who the hell are you? Yeah. You're like, oh, right.
Right.
Like, I'm just a dude wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Right. And a t-shirt.
But people are like, yeah, okay, what do you got for here? Weird guy.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was cool. It was really nice. And then big shout out to Todd over in Animal Connections, who gave us
an Animal Connection.
Yep, he gave us an Animal Connection, and it was
beaver, sugar glider.
No,
iguana.
They have sugar gliders.
Yes,
sugar
gliders.
Nope. Yes, over do. Three, but we still it was fantastic. We got the brand new
hedgehog.
Nope. Dang. Wow. Over four. We got the owl, the badass.
Oh, the little teeny one.
No, the big one.
Oh, nice.
The big one. We got the new sloth.
Okay.
So we had two sloths. We got the new one, which I hadn't met yet, which is
upgraded
cool.
version.
2.0.
And then we got an otter. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Xander. Xander. So I don't know if Xander was in the show when you were.
Mm-mm.
I think he was in the show back in the day. I think he was in the show when I was doing it. Correct. I thought. So anyway, he's there, and it was really cool.
Back
and
in
he's
my
just
day.
He's phenomenal at his job. Like
yes,
that.
He is.
And it's
wait the otter or Todd?
Todd is. Oh. And the otter. Xander's the otter damn good too.
Yeah, the otter too.
Xander's been there for a while. So that was cool. And then we went to watch gymnastics at the convention center today. So it was
ooh,
cool.
How was that?
It was fun. I'd never been to a gymnastics meet.
I've never been. Yeah, that's
and
cool.
So it was really like just taking in the culture of it was really kind of cool. Like and then of course cheering for your
was it like the Olympics where there's literally stuff happening all around where you
and I was thinking about that
how
too.
Do you decide what to watch
right
well because you're there to watch something or somebody
in particular.
So you're
so you
watching.
Just follow them around the course or whatever.
And then in this
so
one
speak.
They had like four it had the little arena divided up into four court quadrants and then each quadrant had different events set up within that quadrant and so the meet was happening in your quadrant and
okay.
So, oh, here's something that happened at the, go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah.
I was like, should I?
They played the, they played like, Please Rise for the National Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a video of it.
What?
Yeah.
A video of the National Anthem?
The video, instead of like someone singing,
oh, okay,
it was
sure.
like a video.
Like with a flag waving.
And now Whitney Houston sings.
It no. was, so first of all, it starts. And then like, I hate when they're doing the National Anthem and they change the note. Like they change a note of the song. You're like, that's not the song. You changed it.
What did they change?
Oh, say, can you see?
Boo.
Okay,
boo.
Not like that, but that's right. just an example.
Unpatriotic.
Where they changed
oh,
it.
Oh, that's not what they did, though.
Not exactly, no. it was something like that. But it was like where you're expecting a certain note to be hit, and it goes to some other note.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's not the song.
Right.
And so they're editing all these kind of patriotic images and such in while they're doing it.
Like what?
I recorded the whole thing, and I'll post it on Life's a Binge. And then you could see what you think of it because they ended up playing it twice. They played it in ours, and then apparently you do it again for the quadrant
number two.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So, now you rise for the National Anthem.
So we're watching it for our ones. We're watching it, and then like I'm like go to Andrea. I'm like oh hell no. Like when they changed the note, I was like oh I don't like to it. And then like everybody keeps smiling, and then they full on go into like this extra rock song like. Level of it.
And the rock gets red glare.
Pretty much. And I was just like, and I kind of like, you know, like, just and I'll like lean over. I'm like, oh,
you're like,
hell no.
Oh, hell no. I got a boner.
It was really funny.
What is happening right now?
So they're going through and they're showing all these images and they use the image of the soldier kissing the nurse.
Sure.
Like that. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of
unconditional surrender.
Is that
what
they,
that's what they named that photo. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I would know that.
People got that statue got graffiti. Did you hear about that?
Right. Well,
did
I mean,
it really?
That's the thing. It's like that image is like people like freak out. They're like, that's not a consensual thing. And
right.
it's, you know, it's one of those things. Well, God, it was kind of a wartime. It's hard to judge. It was 55, 60 right. years ago. Like, yeah. you know, but anyway, it was just kind of funny. Like that was one of the things that they put in the little medley.
As a patriotic moment.
Yeah.
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 Do whatever you want with a girl. It's right. fine. So
when the soldiers return, we show them special treatment.
Yeah. So anyway, that was really interesting. So.
Yeah. Good times.
That's what's up for me. What'd you do?
The only other thing that I want to talk about in the What's Up segment, well, it's kind of news, but not really, because people don't really care about it, but Manny Machado is a Padre.
Dude, that's dope. I'm glad you said that, because I meant to put that in my news.
Well, I was going to talk about it in news, but, like, it's not entertainment news, but, I mean, it's baseball. It's entertaining to me, so.
We've been to baseball.
So. That reminds me, I met Randy Jones yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude.
He friended me on Facebook.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, Randy Jones, like, sent him a message. Like
pitcher?
Yeah, I'm like, the Randy yeah. Jones?
Like, are you actual Randy Jones? Like,
oh, yeah, that's me.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
And so I was like, cool, man. Cool.
Yeah, he's
so,
super
like,
cool.
I haven't interacted with him for a long time.
He's doing a run walk for the Home of Guiding Hands yesterday, which if you want to donate to something, donate to that, because it's super cool, because they're helping people with special needs.
And say it one more time.
Home of Guiding Hands.
Home with
home,
Guiding Hands.
Home of Guiding Hands.
Thank you. Home of Guiding Hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's been doing this run walk, I guess, for 9 years.
Nice.
And he's raised over $300,000 for them, which is always super awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah.
But he's
nothing but good.
He stopped and he took selfies with and signed stuff for every person that asked. Before
I like
every
that.
Single person.
I
every
like that.
Even when he was like act like you could see he was trying to leave.
Right.
People like, oh, I can leave more. And he's like, yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, of course, yeah, come on up. I'm like, I like that.
Now, whether he's acting or not, I don't know, but I just appreciate so much.
I appreciate the effort.
Being people a good who, dude.
Yeah. And not like, oh, God, this is such a burden to me. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
And on the other hand, I don't decry people for being like, look, I just want a minute.
Right.
Like, I don't blame people for that, but I definitely celebrate those who are willing to put themselves out there all the time. You're like, right. Yeah. Like, you know,
I mean, it is
a
little different for him. I mean, he's still got places to do and people to see, I'm sure. But
yeah.
He isn't like a mega super superstar anymore.
Right.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just trying to,
Beyonce would be there all day.
Right. Like, if she's
every
like,
single person,
you have to say no to people. At some sorry. Point. Yeah. Sorry.
Dear Slim, this is the last letter I ever write your ass.
But yeah, it's just, I've been all about baseball offseason.
Bizboom.
Like, dude, Machado's
and Bryce
exciting.
Harper is right there. We can get Harper, dude.
What? How do you, how
are
do
they
you feel
really
about,
talking about that?
Yes, dude. Yeah,
that was talking about yesterday. How do you feel about the money, though? Are you cool?
10 years, $300 million.
For him,
dollars.
I mean, like, that's as good as, like, you know.
I like it a lot, to be honest, because as a Padre, long time, lifetime Padre fan, they have never done that ever. They've never gone out and gotten a superstar.
That's
ever.
Cool.
Ever.
Respect.
Right.
And they went out and got probably one of the top five players in baseball.
Probably.
And probably. Spent
at,
money.
At his prime or even
at
before,
his prime.
Maybe even before
he's
his prime.
He's 26. He came up. He started when he's 19, which is why he's a free agent at 26. He's 26 years old.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
He's going to play forever, and he's a Padre. That is insane.
Right on. I hope it works out.
It makes me happy.
I do, too.
Because they're already pimping, like... they were pimping Machado merch on Facebook like yesterday.
Oh,
whoa,
yeah.
That was fast.
Buy your tickets now.
Yeah, my
with Machado jersey.
Right, like that whole graphic like
yep.
Machado, you could expect.
They threw a giant Machado. One up at spring training complex.
I bet.
Absolutely.
And my nephew Anthony's girlfriend, Lizzie, longtime girlfriend, Lizzie, is
hi, Lizzie.
Work. Hi, Lizzie. She works sales for group sales for the Padres.
Oh, okay.
So now it's like. Good news for her.
Heck
good news for every.
Yeah.
Good news
right.
For her,
make
good news
that
for everybody.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we'll sell some tickets.
Well, let's fill that stadium.
Well, and that's the thing. Like as fans, like we've wanted them to do this forever. So like, you better get out there and get to a game or two this year. Like,
well, and not only like, that, dude, they're
like
they're,
pay them the money. That
their young
they
talent is
the
legit.
It's
I mean, their
up.
Young talent. Is
I like
legit.
That. The message that it sends to fans is like, look, like we're serious.
Yeah, we're
like,
we're
win games.
We've
so,
been losing for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to do something. We knew we were going to lose for the past few years because we're waiting on these young kids coming up. Mm-hmm. They're about ready to come up, probably next year, not this year. But they went out and signed the biggest contract in baseball history ever. Yep. And that's...
It's exciting.
It's way exciting.
It's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out.
Absolutely. But that's all
damn
I got.
It. I can't place that.
What?
Oh.
Is, oh, no. Oh, I get it. Tin Cup.
No.
Golf movie?
Although I do
no,
love that movie.
Not.
It's not a golf movie?
Not at all.
I don't get it. Oh,
you wait can a dodge a wrench. You can dodge a
ball. Let me finish.
I had to do it.
I was going
to
get that. Dodgeball.
Abnormally loud.
It was the dodge, the pitch, or dodge a ball.
Oh, that was what gave it away.
Yeah, then
well,
like,
really?
Oh,
me
no,
saying the
I
name of the movie.
I've got it.
gave it away.
Oh, good.
It's
time.
Chinatown.
What's news. In the news? J Rod?
Nothing. Nothing's in the news. Oscars wow. are happening right now, but we're going to talk about that later.
No, we're going to
talk
about that later.
The only thing that I was curious, and I'm just totally ignorant on it, but I don't know if we want to get too into details about it or not, but the whole like Jesse Smollett?
Smollett, I think. Smollett. Right?
He's an actor. He's
Jesse
on the
Smollett.
Show Empire.
Yeah, was.
That's what, right.
Yeah.
Did they fire him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
They wrote him out, yeah.
And so I don't, like, I just kept seeing, like, headlines for this thing where it's right. like mm-hmm. Jussie Smollett, you know, beat up hate crime or whatever. And then like the next thing was like
he beat up a hate crime.
well, like, you know, that's no, the headline. And then the next thing was like Jussie Smollett comes and like speaks about it in detail. And then investigation regarding Jussie Smollett. And I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
And then like it turns out he faked the whole thing or something, or
yep.
paid people to beat him up so he could get.
He paid like two. I guess it was. I think there were guys who were like involved.
Two Nigerian dudes
who were involved in Empire. Like who they were either like already, production staff yes. or something.
They were extras on the show.
They were extras on the show.
At least one of them was extra on the show already.
Yeah. And concocted this story that he was beaten up by these guys, and while he used like you know racial slurs and homophobic slurs, and said to him like this is MAGA country, and then people were like, well wait, they're Nigerian though, like what?
Right.
And then it's,
I didn't even like realize that at first. Like
so if you were because I had a few friends. Like, you know, I got a lot of black friends. What? That's right? weird.
That crazy, is weird. Right?
And a couple of them are like, I don't know. Like, something's not right here.
Okay, yeah.
And people, like, burned them down for it. They're like, how dare you? Like, he was attacked. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
how dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
And then a few days later, they're eating crow because he faked the whole thing.
And so that sucks
was
all
there,
around.
Was it's terrible.
Was the point of it to be like anti-Trump? Like, look what Trump supporters do to people. Like, is that
probably a little bit of
like,
that?
Is there a point?
Like, I think that yeah,
a little bit of that, a little bit of pay attention to me.
Yeah, attention. I need attention.
Sure.
You know, and it's funny because you know the term attention deficit disorder.
Right.
Like I have that. Mm-hmm. You know, not only do I get distracted easily, but I need a lot of attention. Like that's
yeah.
You know, and so I think that he has it. The needing attention. To a ridiculous degree.
Yeah.
I mean, all actors and actresses and performers, we all have that
shit. We need it.
Yes, yes. So I understand that. But come on.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't, yeah. I don't get
it. So apparently, I don't know if he, and you maybe you know or not, there was a letter that got wrote to the show, like a threatening letter. And then the show didn't take it seriously. And it's,
I did not hear about that.
I think that maybe he wrote the letter. Like, or he like made the letter happen. Like, maybe.
Maybe.
Red said that he didn't like that they responded to it.
Right.
So he was.
So.
So he's like, well, I'm gonna escalate this to you know so that I get the response that I think I deserve based on this
what
letter.
An
That's
idiot.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And oh my god, just that this is like the perfect like example of like a selfish. Actor, you know, or selfish like performer, you know, and you know, not that I'm not guilty on occasions of being a selfish performer, but like to not have the sight, the foresight, the vision, the scope to be able to see this is a horrible idea.
Is he a star of that, or was he, or like maybe
I don't know. I never watched
feature like a feature.
He's one of like. He's part not. Of I don't know if he's a main character, but he's part of the family. So he's part of the main characters.
The one of the sons maybe of the two main characters.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just because it's so weird in the era of news that we're in. Like I try to avoid as much news as possible. Like sure. That sounds bad to say, but like I don't like the news. I used to watch the news every day, and then it got
TV
point.
News is garbage.
Oh, now
it has been
absolutely.
For a long.
Well, but like just even like checking out headlines, like that's what I'll do. I'll look at the headlines, and if something major happens, I will see what it was. And okay, I'm in the know. I'll check CNN, you know,
yeah.
NPR. NBC, Fox, and find my truth in the truths of the four
right.
major media networks. But anyway,
somewhere in between,
like I just kept seeing this kid's name pop up.
Where do you go? I'm sorry, CBS. You say
what's that? Which is CNN?
Oh, CNN.
NBC,
okay.
NPR.
Oh, out of those
Fox.
Four. Okay, I thought you were saying out of those four. I thought you were like picking one. But no.
Oh no, I'll like read the headline from NBC, and then I'll read the headline from Fox, and
right,
then I'll
exactly.
read the headline from NPR, and like realize that NPR is like a cross between the two of them.
Returns so, to Empire says Fox just, struggles. I thought they already said they weren't gonna.
What is it?
I don't know. Like,
so he's not
Variety,
fired.
According to Variety, 3 days ago says that he returned to the set as Fox is trying to.
No, what I
heard they wrote him out
2 days
yeah.
ago.
Yeah,
was that they
okay.
wrote him out.
Right.
So hopefully there should be something new on that.
But anyway, it's like I just kept seeing his name pop up. Jussie Smollett did it. Jussie Smollett.
I'd never heard of him before that.
And right, well, and that's why I was like, well, man, something major went down with this kid. Like, I wonder what it was. And then It was apparently a big...
Because now it gives like ammunition to all the people who are like, well, that's a false flag attack. Or
that's how
that.
You can't believe real. Anything.
Can't
yeah,
believe right. anything.
It's all yep. fake news.
Yeah. No, that, some things you can believe. Not, yeah. every, not obviously yeah. not everything, because, yeah, sometimes people do shit like yeah.
this. Just screws the pooch on everything.
Everything. Yeah. It's so it's, crazy. It's so infuriating.
The one thing that the people on the right and left can agree on is that he's
fuck
an
that
ass.
Guy. Yeah.
Like, fuck that guy. Go fuck yourself.
But anyway, enough about
so that happened.
Yeah,
that was the thing.
There's been a couple trailers that came out. I can't remember what any. Oh, the one. Oh man, what was it? You sent one, didn't you? Just now?
Did I?
No, you sent, no, I sent the short film.
I sent the short film that makes you cry.
Yes. Good lord.
Kit Bull. It was a Pixar short.
Yes.
And that's like I don't know why is that. I guess it's new. I only just discovered
yeah,
it. I know
brand new.
It's brand new.
Yeah,
okay.
Brand new. Pixar short.
Yeah, it's really cute. A friendship between a cat and an abused pit bull. It's as exactly as cheery as it sounds.
It is, but it is.
I didn't
though,
watch
like,
that one. I hadn't seen that one yet.
It's cute, but like it is.
I watched it and I cried, and then I sent it to Lindsay, and we watched it together, and then I cried again.
It's rough
it's
in the
that,
middle, dude.
Like it's that emotional.
Then I thought about it more, and I cried some more.
Yeah. Dang it! What was the trailer that I saw? It looked like it was going to be an enjoyable film.
I don't know.
Bet it was, and I bet it'd be great. Topic.
Too bad I don't write stuff down anymore.
You need to get yourself a little recorder news? And then like just record what you say.
Roger Goodell charged for soliciting prostitutes.
Oh,
not
no.
Roger Goodell.
Yes.
Oh, Kraft.
Yes. Robert Kraft. Different Rob. Different Rob. Bob Kraft great. Of the New England Patriots.
That was great.
Charged on two counts, was it, of soliciting a prostitute in Florida?
We have video yes. evidence.
They have video evidence. So, no, somebody
like,
asked.
Hey,
no,
don't
no.
worry.
Somebody asked, is there video? Is there video evidence? It's like, and the guy just goes, yes.
With great detail. Like, oh, you can tell, like, it's, like, super, like.
I'm like, dude, you're rich. Like, go to Nevada where it's not a big deal. Like, oh, my God.
I think it's just, like, it's this rich boy club that, like.
I can get away with it.
And then the thing's like, hey, come see me. We'll drinks. Swing in the pool. I'll get you laid. You
it's
know?
Right up there with R. Kelly still making videos.
Right.
Because like, he was finally charged. He was charged with 10 counts.
Right. And that's in the news.
Yeah, and that's
right.
in the news.
Like, just like today.
Today. And a lot of people were thinking, oh, it's because the documentary came out, so people were, like, paying more attention to it. It was like, right. apparently somebody close to him released a video of him abusing an underage, abusing a minor. Released a totally different video than, like, the video we already know about from, like, 20 years ago.
I never saw the
so
one.
Like, so let me get this straight. You almost got caught because of a video, and you thought, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to keep making videos. Like, that is the height of either
or
absolute,
or he needs to like,
absolute arrogance or
be,
ignorance.
Or he needs help. Like, yeah. I'm not going
to
stop.
It just goes back to like the whole like Billy, what's his name, from the Fire Festival thing. He's like, yeah, I hired my own documentary crew to watch me fraud everyone.
Right.
Like, let me just. And then like he gets busted and it fails and he goes to jail, gets out on bail and hires another documentary crew to be like, follow
film.
Me. Let's do it again. Watch me fraud more people. Yeah. Like, why are you filming yourself, you moron? What are you doing?
I think it was on Twitter a couple days ago.
Don't leave evidence. Like, what are you doing?
On the scale of Marie Kondo to Fire Festival, how together is your life right now? And
the first one, what? No, Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo, that's tidying up with
tidying
Marie Kondo.
Up.
If it's like you
that's
hold
that new,
everything
that
you
new
own,
Netflix
and if it doesn't spark
thing,
joy,
okay,
you get
yes.
rid of it.
Yeah. I've seen it advertised, but
yeah.
yes.
I know it's kind of hot. It's kind of like a hot
it's
show.
It's the hot show.
It's hot right now.
So hot right
so
now.
So hot right now.
That Hansel.
So, okay.
Robert Kraft, that's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of the rule, and then we'll be
Super
done.
Bowl
we'll be done with it.
Championship
but,
owner.
But right. It's funny. I was just thinking about politics. Oh, during the Oscars tonight. And they were like, there was a couple like really good speeches. And they were like, you know, we made Black Panther. And we showed like all these little boys and girls of color. Oh, no. It was actually, I was watching the. Because we were talking about Oscars have no host tonight.
Right.
So I was like, remember when they gave out the wrong award?
Yes.
Yeah.
For it. So I wanted to watch that clip again. So I watched it again. Mm-hmm. And they give out the award to the other group, to La La Land. And they go and they're all, dudes are making
no,
speeches.
No, no.
Yeah.
It's Moonlight.
They're like, stop, stop,
stop.
Which is so, like,
sad.
Painful. It's the whole thing is painful.
Watch. Yeah.
But the other dude, when they're talking, the producers from Moonlight are talking, they're like, we want, you know, little boys and girls of color to be able to see themselves being represented and all this stuff. And I'm like, that's so cool. And it made me think, like, you know what? You know, before Obama, there weren't, like, little black boys and girls, even though maybe you probably wouldn't think of it if you're a girl, but maybe not. But But anyway,
hopefully
that, you do. Hopefully, but mm-hmm. but that looking and saying, "Oh, look, I could be
the president.
I could be president," and it was like uplifting for 8 years and a whole generation of little black kids mm-hmm. was super uplifting for them.
Yeah.
And then all the schoolyard bullies and assholes who felt like brushed to the side. Now they have their chance. Look, he's president. A prick too, just like me.
I can do it.
Yeah. Even a jackass.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, all dicks awesome. Can be president. Yay!
I remembered what it was.
Good.
What was it?
And you should know because I think you posted it or Andrea posted it. But anyway, the Highwaymen with Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner.
Yeah, dude.
And it's a Bonnie and Clyde story.
Coming
and
into Netflix soon.
Good googly moogly. Yeah, movie looks good.
It looks super good.
I have one problem.
Here we go.
On the poster, it says, is it the untold story of the legends who caught Bonnie and Clyde? I'm like,
how are they legends if the story's untold? Them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what a legend is.
Poor choice of words.
Well, I thought, also, it took me a minute for them in the trailer anyway, because it's like a 3 minute long trailer or something.
Yeah,
but anyway, to like establish what's going on, because it shows like the two of them doing some stuff and then like news reports of like, oh no, it's Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde are at it again. Da-da-da, and then cut back to Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner. And I was like, are they doing like a weird, like same-sex Bonnie and Clyde thing? Like, is this a take on Bonnie and Clyde?
Okay.
Like,
Bernie and Clyde?
Well, that's why I was like, what's going on with this? Like, because they can't, like, right. Just watch the beginning of the trailer again. You're like, it just keeps saying, and then even at the top of it, it says, like, Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner, period, Bonnie and Clyde, period. And I'm like, what are you advertising? And
is
then
the movie
like,
called Bonnie and Clyde?
No, it's called The Highwaymen.
I don't remember that.
I'm telling you, dude, I was confused as hell for about 30 seconds into this trailer going, what?
Yeah.
And then it finally explains that they're the people after them, but it was just bizarro. But anyway, the movie trailer makes it look like it's going to be good.
That does look good. I'm excited about that. Like I watched it and I was like, I can't wait to watch this.
Right. Okay. it's going to be good. It's going to be on Netflix and it's not going to get nominated because it comes out on Netflix.
Roma got nominated.
But
and
they
it
had
the
a theatrical
awards.
Release. That's the rule. That's the
Is
thing.
That a rule?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Which is why it's a big stink that everyone thinks they're anti-Netflix.
It does kind of like, it makes it different. I mean, I don't know.
Because the Netflix people and everyone that's making movies over there are going like, look, we put just as much time, effort, and money into our movie, and it's still a full-length, feature-length movie.
Right. Game of Thrones puts a hell of
a
lot more effort into their shows than
a theatrical release. And so that's why all the ones that have been nominated, they have, like, Netflix has put out in theaters. Like, Roma had a very limited release, but it was still in theaters.
Yeah.
Because
and that's why Busta Scruggs was a movie.
That's why, and it was nominated too.
Interesting.
Yes.
That's why we listen to Life's a Binge, so we can learn
dropping
this
some
shit.
Knowledge. But anyway, that's all I had for news.
Yep. Cool.
Anything else? No.
Probably
other news. So hit this button right. Yeah.
That's what's up. What's up
with news.
With news. With news.
Today, December 2012.
But before we talk about all the Oscars and what we watched and everything, we do have one of these, so let's get into this.
Life's a Binge! Phone Army! Life's a Binge!
What's up, boys? It's Biz. Hey, just wanted to throw my 2 cents in for the 2019 Oscars, which are happening right now, as I'm talking to you. I know there's a lot of anticipation. The red carpet is happening, and I have a couple predictions for tonight. My first prediction is, who gives a shit? that's my prediction for tonight. So right now, this segment, instead of this as Life's a Biz, this segment is going to be called My Dad Was Right, and I'm Exhausted. Because I've got a couple kids, and I'm exhausted. And you know how many of the Best Picture movies I've seen? One, and it's Black Panther. So you know what? That one's going to win, goddammit. That one. Because I haven't seen A Star Is Born. I haven't seen the other one. and I haven't seen that other one. So congratulations, Black Panther, for winning Best Picture. Animated movies. I saw Incredibles 2. It's on Netflix now. And I also saw half of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, that's right.
And personally, I'm rooting for that one. But I only saw half of it because my kid wanted to leave. He got freaked out and we had to leave. So it's coming out on digital in about a week, maybe two. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that one after it picks up its Oscar. And I just find it, another thing that turns me off about this whole thing is that even the entertainers are starting to bail out on this. They can't find a host. They can't find people to present for it. So it's just, it's too long. They can't cut anything. And they tried to do awards off the air and that didn't work. It's very frustrating. So again, I don't want to be that guy that's like, I'm not interested. So who cares? Everyone shouldn't be interested. Yay, award ceremony. Because I don't. I love the Oscars. I love movies, but I just don't have time, and I'm exhausted. So anyway, I hope the awards are done before midnight tonight, all the glitz and glamour, everything we wanted it to be, and congratulations to Roma for winning Best Picture. This has been Life to Me.
Props.
I'm tired.
What? Having kids is hard? News at 11.
Tired
right.
of inspired. I'm so tired. Let's
funny.
Face it, I'm kaput.
But it's funny, like he's basically like most people don't have time to do this or see movies or whatever, and not most, like a lot of people, and then they do expect us to like give a like it should like it's the Oscars, it's a big to do,
yeah.
And it's like kind of used to be, but like the way that we
have so much more entertainment now.
There is so much more entertainment, so much more media and options and everything that it's like, do we really need the Academy to tell us what's good anymore?
This is a like, this is a meeting happening tomorrow morning, like in some Oscars committee, like of movie makers. You know what? We got to work on blah blah blah. People got different options and blah blah blah. People are upset about this and blah blah blah.
The other thing is that there are other better, not like televised award shows that are A, more fun to watch, B, more creative, C, write about what's good.
Like what?
The Independent Spirit Awards, the Writers Guild Awards are still pretty spot on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just
my favorite being that Bo Burnham won for Best Original Screenplay, and he got up to give his speech, and he said, "Have fun at the Oscars, losers." He's like, kidding, just kidding. Ah, and he flies it around like an airplane. Wee!
That's funny.
It was wonderful.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's... You watch the Academy Awards, and if you're slightly, even halfway, partially into movies, you know the politics, you know that movies win not based solely on merit, but based on who campaigns better. And most voters don't even watch all the films in categories.
Right.
Well, speaking of which, we're going to have to get like an update so we can find out
before
we end.
We'll get there for sure.
Yeah.
But like the other thing is like, it's so, you can go to the movies and watch a movie because it's fun or whatever. But then you can go to the movies and be like, ooh, that one looked like it was going to be good. And then when you leave the movie, you're like, oh, yeah, this has Oscar written all over it. Like, it's trying to be, like, not even trying to be. But you can tell the difference between we're making a movie because it's fun and entertaining or we are trying to win a prize. Like,
I don't think that's necessarily. I mean, there's definitely
that's
some
not the motivation behind it. But you can tell, like, when you leave a movie that they're, like, as soon as you see it, you're like, Oscar buzz on this one. And it's like, why does that matter? Like,
that's
you had more fun watching all the other movies, and you're probably, when you get back home, like, you're going to, like, watch the more fun, entertaining movie again and again and again and not watch Roma 8 times. Like, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
but you're gonna watch movies that have impact.
Of course. I'm not saying that at all, but, like, I don't know, just because it... Just because it's really, I don't know. It's a tough total line because I can't say this. Tony's going to shoot me. I love Schindler's List. Like, it's such a good movie.
I'm sure you do.
But, and I have watched that movie multiple times because it is so great in the story and it's really difficult to watch. But I love that movie a lot. Mm-hmm. And so it's like that one is Best Picture for a reason. Like I see it and I can picture it. Mm-hmm. But then like Return of the King is okay. That's a great fun fantasy movie.
Did that one Best Picture?
Yes, it did. And
you shut your mouth about the Holy Trilogy.
No, and I loved it. And it should have won all the awards. But was it really a best pick? Does it compare to Schindler's List?
I think
you know what I mean.
It was like a combination of all three movies.
Of course it was, and it was the process, and it was the whole thing. But it's like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so, it's, sometimes they get it right and sometimes they're like, oh, well, what do we need to say right now? I don't know. It's just dumb.
It's run by the movie industry.
Right. It doesn't always go to the best film.
Right.
Yeah.
Per se. It goes to what's doing the best thing that year.
I think it's almost like politics where, like, if you give enough money to a campaign, you better get represented in policy.
Yeah.
You know, and so.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. And so, like, look, these Return of the King movies, we made a shitload of money. Yeah. You better acknowledge.
Right.
You know, and so.
I remember exactly what year it was. It was last year or the year before, but there was a. I want to say it was either Esquire or a Variety article where they interviewed different Academy voters and then they, like, got quotes for them, like things about like why they voted a certain way, and most of them just like sound batshit, like out of touch, crazy,
like what?
It's like, well, my kid likes Toy Story, so I voted for Toy Story. Like, that's geez. Not the exact thing,
right?
Those are their actual reasons for like casting votes, not because they're watching the movies, not because they care, you know, about the effects, or about the makeup, or about the sound, or anything.
We
like
have
that.
Friends who vote,
right?
Stuff, we we do. Yeah.
But like, Best Picture should be like you take a look at the cinematography, and you take a look at the editing, and you take a look at the screenplay, and you take a look at like all of these things that they're nominating, putting up for awards, and you're like, okay, the cinematography in this movie is fantastic, but the screenplay kind of sucks, and the movie, it's okay, and not the best acted, but the cinematography is great. Not Best Picture. Great. But like, the Best Picture should literally be the one that takes all those things that are also nominated for awards and combines them all into being the best thing.
Or at least the most of
it. It doesn't have to be the best, like, Best Cinematography doesn't need to win Best Picture, but Best Picture should have really good cinematography, really good writing, really good acting. It should have all of it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it feels like it doesn't, and they just go with, like, this one is pretty artsy-fartsy, so I mean, we're going to give it that one.
Crash won Best Picture.
Right.
The movie is a dumpster fire turd of a movie. That movie sucks.
I need to watch it again.
It sucks hard.
Did you like, what was that? What was that one, like, Magnolia? Did you like Magnolia?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't hate it.
I liked Magnolia.
I can see why it won, and I can see why, but I don't.
Did you like any of his movies? Did you like Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights is great.
Boogie Nights is a fantastic movie.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
There Will Be Blood.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Also, again, fantastic movie.
I thought Magnolia was good in that I just tie into these, like, you know, we're all connected storylines. Sure. It just, you know, and it's, I don't know, it speaks to me. But I enjoyed that. But they use that in Jay and Silent Bob, you know, the, like, Magnolia fan writes, you know, that it's some sort of like measuring stick that if you like this movie, you're a piece of shit, you know. And I think Crash is very similar in that it's got a lot of those same themes in it. And so, plus my buddy Brendan Fraser's in Crash.
Good times. So, but anyway, we're still talking about Foreign Army. So if you want to give your take on any of this stuff, give us a call. 619-438.
Thanks, Biz.
0532. But before we get keep some arguing sleep, about Oscars.
Oh, before we go for the.
Oh, I was going to
Biz leaves the best Foreign Army messages than anybody ever.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It really like brings that segment to life.
There's no question about it.
Like, we need more Biz calls.
Yes, please. Nobody can leave a voicemail quite like Michael Bissett.
Nope, I agree.
Yeah,
I
but agree. Number one Foreign Army contributor by far.
By far.
Yeah.
We're going to catch up for that later.
And cue next Foreign Army segment in 3, 2.
Dialing right now.
But anyway, let's take a break from movies and listen to Matt talk about music for a second.
Music. And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hi, everybody. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, this week I'm going to take a little break from the movies, and I'm going to go dip into some tunes. I'm going to go listen to some Weezer. Check in on my favorite band from the early 90s. They haven't changed much, have they? So Weezer dropped a new album called the Teal Album, which teal is very close to blue. So part of me was a little bit wary about that. I was like, you're riffing off of your best album. So I don't know. That could be a little bit of catfishing on Weezer's end. But let's see what they got going. So the first song, the first track is Africa, which is more or less their like flagship album, or their flagship song that was on the radio and all that. So let's check it out. See how Weezer does Africa. Nice little 80s tune.
Okay, got some drums.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Doesn't sound... It sounds kind of lazy. Does anybody else think this sounds lazy? I mean, it doesn't really... Like, I get it sounds really, really close to the original, but there's something there that's, like, lacking. So, it's just super weird to me because usually when you're doing a cover, you're, like, putting your own style on top of it. And this one, it sounds like you're just listening to Toto's Africa, but it's in stereo and you're listening only through the left channel. Okay, here you got some electric guitar. All right. But still, it's like... They're not... It's like they're just... I bless the rains down and that... Like, it doesn't, like, have any the dynamics that Toto has, so... Eh. That's what I give it. I give it a solid eh. All right, next one. Okay, ooh, little like Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Whenever I listen to this song, I always think of people rolling around in popcorn from one of the greatest movies of all time, Real Genius, the Val Kilmer, young Val Kilmer. Check it out. That's a little movie tie-in there for you, for your movie podcast. All right, let's see. Here we go. I mean, again, it's another song. It's another cover that sounds like a lot like the original song, which is a bit of a trend. I also feel like this song could use a bit more synth that they're kind of holding back on. So, all right, let's go check out the next. Ooh, Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics. Nice. And here's the synth that we were missing. Okay. Starting to get a little bit there now. All right. Digging that a bit. The thing is that it doesn't make me want to talk about this version. Like, it doesn't make this version of the Eurythmics. I don't, like, it doesn't really make me wish I was listening to Weezer. It just kind of makes me remember the Eurythmics. So it's kind of like, all right, but why? All right, let's go to another one. Here we go.
Why?
Okay, this could be interesting. This could be a little interesting because here's the thing: is that this is, you know, like a '60s band, and it's a completely different genre. So let's see what's going on. Like, they could use more of their influence instead of just copying the 80s and just get, like, groovy. So let's go on. Let's see what happens. Okay, you're opening it up there. It's getting fat and chunky. I like it. I like it. Okay. Well, that's a good one. I would say the best cover so far. It actually shows, like, this is what Weezer sounds like. Here is the Weezer-ness of this song. It's not just this song. All right, let's go to another one. Oh, I love that. Ooh, really? A little Ozzy, Paranoid. Let's see where he goes with this. This sounds like if like those bands that will, like, do knockoffs of songs, or like it's like the karaoke version of Paranoid, where they get it, like, so close again, like, so they don't, but not enough to get sued to be like, oh, we're just doing, like, you know, a cover. Oh, man. Sorry. Nope. No Scrubs. All right.
Scrubs.
doing a little Queen Beyonce before she was Beyonce when she was. Okay. You know what?
This is the night of the bar.
This could be something because you're doing like a different whole genre thing going. Ooh, I'm digging those drums in there. Get it. This is a tasty cover. I like it. I officially like this. Let's see.
The best album of the year.
Let's
what's that?
Pop a little bit in the Weezer future album. Of the song, see what else is here.
Are you digging it?
Yeah.
Dude. I dig this version. This is a sweet version. How come this wasn't out and like freaking Africa, that boring version of Africa was on? Dude, this is real. This is an awesome cover because it really, again, shows you what Weezer is and how they kind of like operate and all that. Like, I always feel like, hold on. I always feel like whenever you're doing, when your band is doing a cover of something, then it should be your band doing the cover. It's like whatever your genre or your talents or your artistry is, that is kind of going over what somebody else already did. If you want to go listen to the exact same song, you can go do that. If all you're doing is you're just playing those songs exactly as they are, like, that's not interesting to me. Unfortunately, that's what most of the Teal album is Weezer playing songs pretty much how they were. It literally sounds like a soundtrack, except the soundtrack was all done by Weezer, not sounding like Weezer. Anyway, those are just my thoughts. Go ahead, give a listen. You know, maybe share what your opinions are of Weezer's The Teal album. That is all for me. Please join me next time as I review the winner, because I have no idea what's going to win Best Picture. I've seen all of them, but I don't know what's going to win. So whichever movie wins, I'm going to jump into the pleasure of talking about that movie and why I think the Academy chose it. Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
So had you not heard any of the Teal album?
No.
Either? Got it.
No.
And like you said,
never will.
Right.
I probably will. I mean, like, especially with like without it costing a dime.
Oh yeah.
You know
exactly.
Yeah, I'll probably put it on.
It's
yeah.
fun. I listened to it just because I listened to everything Weezer does, and I was like, okay. But like Matt said, a lot of the times it's like, why are you making it sound exactly like the original? Only you're singing it. Like it's a cover song.
I might as well go play fucking Rock Band.
Right.
Instead of listening to the album.
It sounds like a BJ and the Biz gig.
Exactly.
You know, it sounds like a gig where we're playing songs that aren't exactly the same, but we're trying to make it, you know, as
you're
tight
trying
as
to play it like it should
for
sound,
the most part.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And so it's like, well, you're not really turning it into a Weezer song. Like when bands,
except we play Weezer,
but when bands do a cover album or cover songs, like they still stick to their sound.
Right.
And then make the song sound like they wrote it. Not right. We are going to try and sound like by Toto.
Right. Yeah.
Like we're not going to. But anyway,
I'm like, why?
Who sings Scrubs? No, Scrubs. Scrubs.
TLC.
Oh, my.
That's what I.
Oh my!
Because he said "Little Beyonce" before whatever, and I was like, "This is not Destiny's Child. This is TLC."
Yeah.
But when he said that, I was like, "Wait a second! Is my brain getting confused for some reason?"
We played Waterfalls for the first time like a couple weeks ago.
You seem to have hated that. That
was a god awful. Stay in your lane, Weezer.
Don't besmirch Lisa Left Eye.
Do not do that. Woof. No wonder that hasn't been played on the radio anywhere.
Yeah.
That's why people are playing Africa, because it's like the safest one.
That's exactly right.
I was kind of dug that they did that. It seriously reminded me of one of our gigs where we're like, play this. I don't know.
Yeah,
all right,
but you're
we'll
not
try it.
Weezer.
Yeah, like, right. No, that's true. We're not, which is why we do what we do.
Right. like, no offense. Like, yeah. When I go see BJ and the Biz, I want to listen to you guys do your thing.
Right.
When I'm listening to a Weezer album, it's because I want to listen to freaking Weezer.
Right.
Oh, right. That has changed.
But part Jesus of me gets a big Christ. Kick out of it. Like, yeah. That idea that, like, you know what? You. We like these songs, and let's just right. play these songs.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, and they do them fine.
Then do it at your concert or at home.
Yeah, they do them right. fine. Yeah. But it's like, I'm not going to go, if I'm going to listen to Weezer, I'm going to listen to Blue Album. I'm going to listen to Pinkerton.
That is not getting my money.
But, like, I'll tell you, if I hope to go to the next Heart concert. Because when I went to Heart, and they did a Led Zeppelin set, it fucking blew my mind. Yeah. It was so good that I was just, I was blown away. I was literally like, this is the best money I've ever spent at a concert, as good as this is.
Nice.
Yeah. So you know, it can work depending on what it is and who you are.
True story. But with that, let's take a quick little break.
Break time. After these messages, we'll be right
Scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number, no. I don't wanna give you mine, and no. I don't wanna meet you nowhere, no. Don't want none of your time, and no. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. Scrub checking me, but his game is kinda weak. And I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass. So no, I don't want your number, no. Can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
If you don't have a car and you're walking,
oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you live at home with your mama,
oh yes, son, I'm talking to you.
If you have a shorty but you don't show love,
talking to you.
A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging up the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me.
Back to the show. So before we get head first into our Oscars, did anybody watch anything? Because I did.
I watched Ocean's 8.
Was it good?
It was fine.
Yeah, I saw that a few weeks ago.
It's fine.
It seemed like it would be fun.
It was like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fine. The more I thought about it, I was like, wait, what and why and how?
I haven't seen it.
There's a lot of it that like kind of doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, now, did it need to be an Ocean's fun, movie or could it have just been
well, no, because of the structure of the movie, like it's very much in line of, like it's very reminiscent of Ocean's 11.
And she's Danny Ocean's sister.
Yeah, she's Danny Ocean's sister.
She has her own.
That's what I'm saying. Did it need to be that or could it have just been like a female heist movie?
It could have just been a female heist movie.
Right.
It didn't have to be an Ocean's movie. Right. No.
And heist movies, like, if just put it together pretty good, I'm down for a heist movie.
Right.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
People like, I want to see a heist movie.
True that.
So. See Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah.
It's a good heist movie.
I watched, literally just this morning,
I watched Trevor.
Bye, Trevor. Oh, Trevor. I watched Swiss Army Man.
Oh, you did. How was that? Please do. Good, good. Tell me. Talk to me.
Has anybody else seen this movie?
Yeah, You've seen it? You've seen it too. Oh, my goodness. All right, good. Talk to me. I want to hear
good.
It.
It's really good. It's just fucking weird.
Is it dark? It is bizarro.
Super weird.
Now,
you see it most recently, so
I don't. I honestly couldn't tell you what happens in this film. What, like, so the ending of the movie is confusing as all get out.
Yes.
To me. Like, I have no idea what happens at the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. Now, the story throughout the film is like, okay, what is he hallucinating and what's real?
Right.
Obviously, him talking and doing all this stuff is hallucination. And, like, but then is the body even there at all ever? Like, does he have the dead guy?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know. Anyway, it's worth watching. I don't know if I'm going to go back and be like, I need to watch Swiss Army Man.
It's
right
definitely
now.
A weird experience watching
it. It looks like it. Like, the previews, you're like, what? What?
I really wanted to see it when it came out originally, and then it just came and went. And then, like, literally, I turned on my Netflix while I was laying in bed this morning because Samantha got up early and went to Disneyland. I woke up when I was supposed to be going to work, but I didn't have to work. And I'm just laying there going, like, well, I'm not going to be going back to sleep. So I'm, like, freshly awake. And I'm just like, I never watch TV in bed. So I turn on the TV and turn on Netflix. And that was there under new releases. And I was like, yeah, that looked like a fun movie.
Let's give it a go.
And it was not what I thought it was going to be at all.
I don't even know how you'd have any preconceived notions.
I thought it was going to be more of a comedy.
And that's what I would think.
And it's kind of comedy.
That's what I would think.
But it's more like, it's like going down the rabbit hole. Weird, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real weird.
I'll probably like
it. You'll probably enjoy it.
It is enjoyable, but like, I couldn't tell you. Like, it's, I'm wondering if you watch it again, if like if it makes more sense or if it still doesn't.
Probably not.
Did you like it, Mikey?
I loved it.
Yeah.
But you can't help but watch that movie and go,
what?
The hell did I just watch?
Yeah.
It's great.
It was really, it was a good choice. And like,
when I watch any movie, I think about any movie, good or bad, I think, you know, a bunch of people got together and made this movie, like, sat down in a room, made these decisions and approvals and blah, blah, blah. And like, somebody sat down in a room.
Yes.
And said, you know what we should do?
We should get a corpse to fart a lot.
Yeah.
What we should do?
And it should be Daniel Radcliffe.
I would not, if 100% that's how the pitch started, I am certain.
Well, and so he, like, you know, he's second build, Daniel Radcliffe, second build.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's a dead guy. Like, he's a dead body. Why is he second
build?
Who's
the live guy?
I forget his name, but you'll recognize him.
I thought he was the live guy.
No. Daniel Radcliffe plays a dead body.
Plays the corpse.
His post-Harry Potter career is one of the most
weird,
entertaining,
shows
bizarre
penis.
I mean, he's
things.
Great. He's a good actor.
He's a good actor, yeah.
But, like, he is very clearly, like, I'm not Harry Potter. I can do these weird artsy things, too. Wink,
did you
wink.
See him? Did you see him in Horns?
Yeah.
That movie was really great for most of the movie.
Yes.
Like, the third act was like, what?
Right.
But his American accent in that movie is fantastic.
Yes.
Awesome.
He started talking to him like, whoa. Yeah.
I love when they do
good.
That on like a, because they have to like do a trick. Like when they're on like a talk show, he was on something. Maybe it was even Graham Norton or something, but they're like, fans have been
dance for us.
Well, like fans have been writing in about your American accent. Like you do really well. And then he just like drops into it immediately. Yeah. And it's like, holy shit, dude,
it's
you are good.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's so funny because we have no frame of reference, how hard it is.
Right.
To not speak English accent and then speak it.
Right.
You know, we're like, oh, we do a bloody good English accent there, don't we? People in England are like, oh, God, please stop.
Right.
Please stop.
But it's funny because it depends on where you're talking about in the United States. Like, are you doing in California? Are you doing in Texas? Are you doing in Georgia? Are you doing in Mississippi? Are you doing in Kentucky? Anyway, what's the guy's name?
Paul Dano.
Yeah, that's another thing that was intriguing because I've seen him in so many good things. Mm-hmm. That like he's in that movie. I want to see that.
It's good. It's just I was confused a lot of the time. Anyway, check it out. It's on Netflix now. That's where I saw it.
Okay,
this morning.
I'll try to watch it.
I was on Amazon.
But I was happy to watch it.
Cool.
Because I wanted to watch it for a while, and now I did.
Nice.
And I'm confused, and I just want to know what happens at the end.
That's cool.
But I'm glad to know that you guys don't really know either, because that means that I didn't miss it, and that was just confusing.
So four out of four of us don't know what happens in that movie.
I'll watch it.
Three out of four of us saw it.
I'll watch it a second time and report back, see if I have a better grasp.
I'll try to watch it once, because, definitely, especially like since Escape at Dannenberg, dang it, the Showtime show that I watched with Paul Dano in it. It's like, oh man, he does everything he does seems to be pretty good.
Yeah.
So when I remembered that he was in that movie, made me want to watch it again. So,
well, and like he shaves his beard,
or watch it.
The only other time,
but like he shaves his beard, like in the movie anyway, by using his mouth to like shave his hair off. And I'm like, he's clean shaven. Yeah. Like he's a clean shaven dude now. Like how? Why is he really? He's clean. He's shaven when he gets rescued or whatever, but it's like he shaves it with his teeth.
The only other like comparable movie experience I could think of from recent history is Primer. Did you ever watch that?
No.
Primer is like an indie film. And the best synopsis I can give is like if real life engineers discovered time travel.
Oh, what's somebody mentioned her. AJ was doing like a mapping out of time travel movies, or somebody was, or something.
Yeah.
And then somebody mentioned Primer, and they're like, Primer needs to be like number one on your list for time travel movies. Or
absolutely.
So
cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's,
we'll have to watch
it's
that
really
too.
Cool. It's a cool movie, but you'll get to the end and be like, what just happened?
Right.
Like what happened?
Swiss Army Man and Primer.
Yeah. Okay. Check out Swiss Army Man first. I would love to know your take on it.
Okay.
And it's like, I was tempted at one point to pick my phone up and be like, what's going on the social media world?
So Andrea had to. Oh, I thought you were going to see and find out what happens in the movie.
No, but I was like, no, I need to keep watching this.
I need to focus
weird
on
ass shit that's happening, because I almost looked away for a minute, and I feel like if I did, I would have been more confused than I already was.
Probably.
It's just so like because like he has to climb up the cliff, and in the movie he climbs up the cliff by shoving like a thing down his throat and then like punching him, and he like launches it out of his air filled whatever. Mm-hmm. But then he gets up the cliff, like he in the real life or whatever you want to say it, he gets up the cliff.
Yeah.
So how did he get up the cliff? Like and drag the body up there with like how did that happen if he didn't use the body to get up there in the first place? How did he get to the island where he was without the body farting his way through the, you know what I mean? But. Anyway, how does any of that happen? Is it really happening? He's talking. So anyway, back to the whole, like, I can't believe Daniel Radcliffe did it, because like, he's a dead body. And I was like, how is he?
He's in a mental institution with Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson.
Right.
James
McAvoy.
What was the Scorsese movie? The Island?
Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
That's a good flick, too.
That is good. That is good.
But like, it doesn't have a twist like that, where it's like, it was all in your mind. Like, it wasn't anything like that. It was like, there's people around now. You're getting rescued.
That reminded
there's
me of
no
the,
body, but of there's
the one
a
other thing.
But anyway, so I was like, Daniel Radcliffe, like, it's weird that he did this movie. But then he's second billed, but he's a dead guy and not doing anything. But then, like, as the movie progresses, like, he starts to talk and stuff. And so you're like, oh, I can see it now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That reminded me of not my biggest, but one of my other problems with Ocean's 8 was, you know, Ocean's 11, it's like we commit the crime, blah, blah, and everything goes and happens, and you're like, and then it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And then they're like, here's what really happened.
Yes.
And you're like, that's awesome.
Yes.
Right.
They
right,
do that.
Right.
They do the same thing in this movie, but it's like, that's underwhelming.
Right.
Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but okay.
That's no less satisfying.
Yeah.
No. I love how they do that in Ocean's 11.
It's so
masterful.
Good.
Yeah, me too.
So when he's on the phone and he's like, oh no, they're here, get down. And you hear the guns and stuff. And then like later when it's showing you what happened, they're just sitting there like, oh no, they're here, get down. And like just acting. It's freaking great.
Yeah. I'm going to spoil a little bit about this movie.
Sure.
About Ocean's 8.
About Ocean's 8.
Okay.
Which surprised me. And I'm surprised I didn't hear anything about it as far as like reviews go or like, you know, people complaining on the internet. But like their plan succeeding hinges on one of the dudes from one of the other movies.
Oh, nice.
Like they, but it's, you know, it's kind of like girls can do it on their own. Right. Oh, wait, no, they can't.
Right.
Like, oh,
well,
interesting.
Does it really like need him, or is it
absolutely.
Like, okay. Cause
it's the acrobatic Chinese dude.
Oh, gotcha.
So yeah, the plan fails without this guy completely.
Yeah.
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 Like, that's an interesting choice for your
I mean, when you need a grease man, you gotta get the best grease man.
Yeah. What do you got, Mikey P?
No, I was just like, until you just said that, it didn't.
Oh, you saw it too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So now, yeah, right? Yeah. I'm watching that. I'm like, so wait, like without him, like nothing works, nothing happens.
Not put that together.
Yeah. Like what?
Good observation.
Yeah. Yeah. Good time, man. All right. BJ, watch anything like yes. new or interesting? What's up?
What'd you watch?
The Umbrella Academy.
Oh.
Watch the whole thing.
All of season one?
All of it.
Damn. I gotta get on that. I heard it's good. It's
Mikey
good.
P, you watched it?
Oh yeah.
It's so good.
Nice.
It's so good.
Keep us in suspense, why don't you?
Yeah, like I haven't been so I haven't enjoyed something this much in a long time.
That was new,
mm-hmm. And I think it was something kind of refreshing that was like, it's not Marvel. It's like, it's not Marvel. It's just a comic book story.
Isn't it a full-on take on the X-Men, though?
Yes.
So, and that's what I said. It's a little bit of a lot of things.
Yes, but, yeah. Okay. It's almost like it's got a feel of kind of like that, what's that Neil Patrick Harris series, the Orphans...
Boo. Oh, man. I'm never going to remember it.
I'm
but
sorry,
yes.
But like, it's kind of got that vibe to it. It's like you take and you mash that with like the X-Men story, and it's this dark, weird kind of take on this you know, X-Men story. But it's
nice.
It's bizarre.
Dig it.
It's yeah.
bizarre, but in a cool way.
I seriously enjoyed the entire thing.
Nice.
I mean, there's some of it that's like... A discerning ear, somebody who's like, I don't know. Always like, maybe I'm a snob for sure. But like, yeah, you pick up like lines. You're like, that's the line from this, you know, like, you know, we're like, clearly you were thinking about this when you wrote this line, because so there's a little bit of that, which happens, you know, like nothing's new, you know, everything's borrowed. But there's a couple things that like make you think of that. But the entire production is just a joy. It's a joy to watch. I flew through it, and I can't wait to watch it again.
That's
like,
cool.
It was super good.
That's awesome. That makes me happy. Because like, I saw the trailer, and I was like, this seems like I need to watch it.
You will love it.
Like, this better have a second season. Otherwise, I will be very disappointed.
It absolutely will.
Yeah. I mean, they wrote it, so it has to have a second season. The way they... Yeah. No. It's just like, if they don't...
Now, that's cool.
And if you're not familiar with it, because I wasn't. So the reason I watched it was because my buddy Greg Berman, who was a pet trainer, and I like sent everybody a message. The pet show's closing. If you can come to this final performance, which is Thursday, the 28th, by the way.
Yep.
We can announce it, by the way, since SeaWorld has finally announced it.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. All which is really good news for the podcast.
Absolutely.
Which is going great, too, by the way. We'll skip all of that. But
anyway, Yeah, sweet.
That's all good. Well, yep. Oh, it's exciting. But, he told me about it, and it's written by the My Chemical Romance guy, the guy who's in the band My Chemical Romance.
Like what? Gerard.
Do you know the names?
Gerard. That's the only guy.
Gerard?
He
Maybe.
Knows
Maybe.
One name.
Maybe.
The singer's name's named Gerard.
Like just, wait, what, just
what's
Gerard?
A, what's
like,
the singer's name?
No, I don't know. I was going to say Gerard Butler, but that's not
Gerard
right.
Gerard Depardieu? Gerard Depardieu?
He's not a one-name famous person?
But
what are you, Seal?
This one, yeah. He's the one who told me about it. He's like, it's My Chemical Romance guys wrote it. And he's like, and it's supposed to be really good. I'm like, dude, all right, I'll watch it. And it just so happened, I put on my Netflix, and then the first screen that comes up, I was like, oh, okay.
That's nice. How they get you.
Yep, and it is entertaining. Go ahead.
Is it Jeremy Slater? Is that familiar?
No idea.
I don't know. Now, have you ever listened to My Chemical Romance?
Yes.
Several songs? Or like an album?
Yeah.
And they're good?
Yes. You don't know any My Chemical Romance songs?
Maybe. What's their popular stuff?
The most famous song they have is Black Parade.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to hear it, and then it's a very decent chance
when
that I've never
was
heard it.
A young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
That rings a bell, and I remember thinking like, oh, I like this song.
Yeah, that's their most famous. It was on their second or third album. Yeah, anyway.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, cool.
I'm not okay. Or Helena, and they have all sorts of famous songs. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
Do they sing, what's that one? Friend Like Me. That music.
I'm surprised you didn't do it.
Jared's a good singer, you guys. Don't let me give him a business.
And I am.
So.
Oh, I tried.
Trust me, he's good.
I tried twice. Wow. It's not.
Oh, boy.
You broke your thing. Now you're breaking everything else.
Everything's falling apart.
What are you doing?
I could do this.
And then it all.
Anyway,
I move it all the time. I move it more than all you guys. So
I don't know why.
Fucking so we get Mikey on there.
It doesn't make a difference.
It makes a difference.
No.
I hear it.
It made a difference when he was sitting next to you.
No.
Not when he's across the room.
It makes a difference.
No.
It does.
That microphone
Mikey,
is not
right
designed
now.
To pick up
say
long.
Say something right now.
It's an honor to be here.
Okay, now say it again.
It's an honor to be here. I said
see?
He tried harder.
Yeah, I tried. He gave me more juice.
Just go with me, Mikey. Okay, just I was going with my pants.
Man. There you go.
So anyway, the Oscars are happening right now.
They just happened.
They did just happen. Yeah, and spoiler alert, Best Picture goes to...
BlacKkKlansman!
Roma!
Oh, Roma.
Okay. I mean...
Green Book.
Right. Green Book. Green Book's winner.
We're the worst.
I did it on purpose, but I was joking.
I did want to see that. I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, I've not seen it.
Roma, and that's nice because
Green Book.
Oh yes.
Wow. BJ was not acting clearly.
He just straight up doesn't listen and is forgetful. Boy. So there's that.
Man.
You got to factor all that in when you're talking to me.
Good times.
Remember, I don't listen, and I can't remember. So
I'm kind of glad it wasn't the night of A Star Is Born, just because let's give awards to a movie that's a remake of a remake of a remake.
Did
of
they
a remake
at least win best song?
Remake. Oh, yeah, they won best
probably.
Song.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, did they? I didn't see the.
I think so.
That was an award.
I mean, that's the one they should have won.
I stuck around before I went to pick up Rich because I had to see if Spider-Man won Best Animated. Because
goddamn right,
it did.
And I said, Rich is going to be mad if this doesn't win.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about this all night if this doesn't win.
That would dominate the award, as it
should have. And Best Actor went to Rami Malek for.
Which I haven't
Rhapsody.
Seen.
Union Rhapsody.
You saw it.
I saw it.
And he deserved it.
He deserves it.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, the movie is.
You saw it too, Mike.
The movie is whatever, but he deserved. Yeah. He was fantastic.
Mahershala Ali. Won Best Supporting.
Mahershala.
Best Supporting.
And actresses
I liked his speech.
Who won Best Actress?
Best Supporting Actor was Regina King.
Regina King, right. But who won Best? The lady from The Favorite.
Olivia.
Oh.
Coleman.
What's her name?
Olivia Coleman.
Everybody thought it was going to be Glenn Close's year.
Yeah.
Glenn Close, but no cigar.
I've been sitting on that all day.
No, I haven't. I just made it up.
That's a joke.
That's the joke.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yay, the buttons work again.
I'm really glad Regina King won Best Supporting Actress because she's phenomenal in If Beale Street Could Talk, which was criminally overlooked at the awards show.
Not nominated.
Now, if Jared said this, it would sound racist, but was she in The Wire?
Why if I said that? I thought you were going to be like, who's she? Like, that's something that if I say.
I don't see color. I don't know. I don't remember. It's been way too long since I've seen The Wire.
I think she was in The Wire, but I can't. All right, so Mikey will check on that.
Yeah,
so. Regina King, her IMDb.
I thought she was going to win Best Supporting Actress for Ray.
Yeah.
She was in Southland. She was in 24.
Yeah. Oh, she was 24?
Yeah.
Jack Bauer.
She was Jack Bauer.
2007. She was in.
Not.
9 episodes of it.
Huh.
Not The Wire, though.
The Wire was earlier than that.
Fail, racist.
Yeah,
racist.
All those black actresses look alike to me.
Oh my goodness! And Alfonso Cuarón won Best Director for Roma. Won Best Foreign Language Film.
It did, which is why I thought it might not win Best Picture.
Right, and I feel like they just were like, "Well, we have to recognize this movie, so we'll give it that one."
Well, the lead actress who was nominated for that movie was facing like a ton of racism in Mexico. Because she's like very dark skinned, and colorism isn't just a thing in the United States.
Right.
A thing down there too, where people are racist against their own people that are slightly different shades, and you're like, "Come on,
right?
That's like the joke I used to always make about
That's the joke.
about that. Sound like that's like rich.
That one was rich.
I was gonna say that didn't sound.
I have both.
Yeah, two. Okay.
That's funny.
But that I used to say like that it was so ridiculous that the Swiss and the Swedes probably like make you know like. It's offensive to be called a Swede if you're a Swiss.
Right.
If you're a Swiss. If you're Swiss.
If you're a Swiss.
If you're a Jew, it's Swiss. Anyway,
that escalated quickly.
Well, you know how like that is. Terminology, you like, there's certain words you say and certain words you don't.
Right.
And you don't say a Swiss. Like, it's better if you say
you don't say a Swiss, really? I had no idea.
Are you a Swiss roll?
I have no idea.
Swiss Army man?
Something to it. I had no Swiss idea.
Sounds like something an Italian would say. Are you a Swiss?
I would have had no idea that actually Swiss people and Swedish folks would be like take offense if they're referred to as the other.
I know
because they're both white blonde
right.
people.
Blonde white people.
That yeah, like yeah. you know like of course.
Well, it's like Northern Italians and Southern Italians like do not mix the two up. They will be real mad. Like,
aren't you just funny. An Italian?
No.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they hate each other.
I'm Italian.
They do not like each other.
This one's a mud person from south of France or south
negative.
Of
negative. I'm a meat popsicle.
I'm Italian and I'm from France, is what BJ just said. I don't want to make sure that doesn't go
thank you.
Without being
thank
noted.
You, because
that
I said that and went, oh shit.
That one's
that's the wrong country.
He's going to save that to the board. Mark
I'm
that
Italian
down.
And this mud person's also, but they're from the south of France. Wait, what?
These Nigerians and the Swedes, I don't know why they have a problem because they're both white people.
Mama, oh,
Nigerians?
Oh, boy.
We got derailed there
Maga.
In the yes. best of way.
The Oscars.
But that's because whatever. I mean, we heard Biz say it earlier. We talked about it earlier. Like, do we really care?
I do.
I mean, I care about the outcomes, but I'm not in there watching it.
No.
Especially with no host.
No.
And all the, like, drama they went through to try to even just put it on the air. And, like, we're going to leave out cinematography and editing. And it's like, well, they finally
and everyone's like,
put
what?
It back in.
Yeah.
And they shot themselves in the foot several times.
Well, I think it was on a podcast I listened to called High Five the Podcast. But they made a joke about, it was something like, oh, they made a decision to not air cinematography and editing, which in and of itself proves that they need better editors. Like, why it's so important. Like, I was like, yeah, you're trying to cut out the one of the
what
things.
What can we cut?
They'd be like, well, we would never edit this part right. out just as editors.
Let's just get rid of that. So, like, it was so funny. They're like, obviously, that was a poor editing
decision.
Let's
cut out the part where Thanos snaps.
Oh, anyway. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But so, like, I honestly just care about the winners. Looking at the winners list and I'm like, ooh, that one, ooh, that one, that's cool. Ooh, they won for that. That's great. I don't need to watch 4 hours of
I like
commercials.
Hearing talented people being celebrated for being talented and good at what they do.
Yep.
Well,
whatever
funny.
It is.
So in watching the, cause we were talking about the no host thing and
no host
and the mix up 2 years ago, was it mm-hmm. 2 years ago? With, La La Land.
Yes.
And Moonlight.
And Moonlight.
And,
and how Jimmy Kimmel, like, saved that moment because he was a funny comedian host.
He did pretty well. Like, especially saying, I blame Steve Harvey because that was, like, a very funny
right.
acknowledgement to the Miss America contest or Miss Universe.
Miss Universe or one of those.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Isn't that whole... Both of those are just painful.
Yeah.
They're just painful to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey as a human is painful to watch.
I agree. I agree.
I do not like... Don't get me started on Steve Harvey.
I am with you 100%.
Yeah. I honestly don't like Steve Harvey's show. I don't like his take on stuff. But honestly, he does get me kind of going on the Family Feud mishaps.
He's just
like,
too cartoony.
He's good at that job.
Yeah, but like, oh, I don't mean that.
But I don't
want
to exactly. I don't want to watch his Steve Harvey show where he has like ask Steve and I'll give you my take. I'm like, no, thank you.
And it's like, wow, Steve, is it hard to see everything from up on that fucking high horse you sit
yeah,
on?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to watch that.
Fuck yourself.
But I'll watch you make fun of somebody for saying something dumb on Family Feud. That's funny. Anyway,
yeah, that's much better.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, no, they are hard to watch when they slip. And so that's why I'm curious, like. If that happened, what would happen?
Right.
Like, without a host. Because, I mean, the presenters are there.
Yeah.
But, like...
They gotta figure it out.
Make it happen,
Tina Fey would, like, step up and do something. Because they, like, did a presentation. I'm like, this is, like... it's like with a host. I was watching it before I picked up Rich. I was like, this is like with a host, but just with like with 10 different hosts. Yeah, 10 different hosts. And they're all like, because Melissa McCarthy and some black dude I didn't recognize.
Wow.
You are all you are the racism today. Hey! Come on! Pretty soon it's going to like start to become a real thing where people really think I'm racist.
No. Like, you have a black friend.
You can only joke about it so much. How could I be
one
racist?
And a half, actually.
Yeah, right. half our show is black. Unless Mikey's here. And then.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, what was I saying? I don't know. I don't remember.
You were talking about how they started the show without a host, and how it was like,
but it felt like there was. Different.
So I'm sure one of them would have stepped up and did.
But
something
so, what happened? Like, who opened the show?
I think I want to say it was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph, and they made a joke about so we're just gonna stay up here and vamp longer than we should because we want tomorrow's cover of the USA Today to show us hosting the things. Like, they're apparently like going to go to press any moment now. And that they wanted a picture of them.
That's probably
and that's how it seemed, you know? Yeah. So,
and then they got done with their spiel and then presenters came out.
And then they just had presenters come up for every segment, you know? Hmm. So as opposed to like, here's the star, blah, blah, blah.
Who introduced the presenters? Anybody? The voice. Now coming to the stage.
A voice.
The voice.
And they had I had no idea.
Not we just
were,
voice.
We were watching a little bit of the red carpet beforehand, which I don't really get into. Like, I just don't.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Who are you wearing
and
today?
And the people who they have, like,
the
being...
skin of my enemies. What?
Right?
Who am I? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, the people that they have interviewing them, to me, are, like, trying...
Was Ryan's, Michael Strahan Ryan's, there?
No.
One of them.
Kelly was Ripa like, was there, and her husband. I forget his name, but he's a actor on soap opera.
Sure.
They had a couple people there that Ryan Seacrest is very good. First of all, like, he's just like
professional.
Like, yeah, he could host it. He could do whatever he wants. I just think he's a pro. He's just a pro.
He is made to do that job.
Except for when he tried to high five a blind dude on American Idol.
I missed that.
Oh man!
So did the blind guy.
One of my favorite like moments of Schadenfreude. He's like, hi, and goes like this, and goes. And you see it in his eyes, like, oh, my God, what did I just do?
What am I doing?
I'm so stupid. Sorry, Mr. Wonder. Of course you can't have that. So,
but other than that, yes, he's great at hosting things. Yeah. So that's what he does.
That's his job.
But the other people who interview him are just far too attention hungry, and I don't know them.
I want to make a joke.
And they're just on top of the stars one, are one's out like tonight. A star of one of the drag shows on FX, apparently. That's what... Andrea told me. And he's
just ramped up to a degree.
I don't care. So yeah, he's ramped up to a degree that I'm like, it's annoying to watch, you know, and it's the same thing. Like,
but then like the people don't want to talk to them either. Like they're like, I have to get inside in about 15 minutes and I know I have to walk down this thing and talk to people that put microphones up, but then they like usher them over and it's like, who are you and why are you acting a fool,
right?
And I have to give you an interview now for the next 2 minutes.
I feel like the red carpet is one of the things that the internet has made obsolete.
Yes,
because that used to be where you would go to get like sound bites and like quotes from stars and stuff. And now they can do that themselves.
Yeah, Twitter.
I used to kind of enjoy Joan Rivers, like, you know, like she was funny and
well, she has a personality,
right?
Unlike almost everyone else who's on the red carpet interviewing people, like she had personality,
right?
And she could engage with people like, you know, a real human does.
And she would also like trash people that I would not have worn that.
In a way that only she could get away with. Right. She had a unique take and a unique personality and unique delivery. And she's Joan Rivers. Like, she can do that.
Right.
Well, they're just like.
And the whole superficial aspect of all of it is like, maybe we don't need to do that, where it's like all we're caring about right now is what you look like and what you're wearing.
Yeah, the industry giving itself awards is already pretty masturbatory, but the whole like clothing and aspect and whatnot. Yes. You found it? Isn't it wonderful? It's
pretty. Oh, no.
Oh, dude, he goes for it anyway.
Yeah, he really goes for it.
Yeah. Somebody
they must whisper to him. Oh, he's trying to high five you.
Why? He reached down and was like, let me grab that. I got to high. I gotta get
that's when you need an audio describer there to kind of tell him.
And what. Then he reaches for the high five. Oh, he misses it. Yes. The blind kid has no idea.
Ryan Seacrest is trying to high five.
Seacrest reaches down and grabs his hand.
Yes. Seacrest is out.
This is awkward for everybody watching.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But anyway.
To your point earlier when you said you're talking about movies that feel like Oscar bait, like, oh, this is an Oscar bait movie. Right. That's when I saw the trailer for Green Book, I'm like, well, they want to win an Oscar.
True.
That was my first thought. Like, this is it's a heavy hitting topic. They're talking about racism. They got two like lauded actors, and
that's the one with
shoot the scenery
where he's the driver, and
it's reverse driving Miss Daisy,
right? Yeah. Yep.
I know
nothing about it other than it's a he's a driver, and that's it. Yeah. Like, that's what I know of that movie. Like, is it based on anything? Is it?
I think it's based on a true story.
It's based on a real dude. The pianist's name was Don Shirley, and the driver was his. The guy who produced the film was the son of the real life driver.
Okay,
so did he write the book? I wonder.
I don't know if he wrote the book, but it was.
He heard his stories.
His whole thing was like, I've heard these stories. I want to tell my dad's story in film, and yada yada. And this is why there's the controversy. Like, the pianist family, Don Shirley's family. Like, I guess, like, nephews or uncles or cousins, like, people who related to him but who weren't, like, his actual, like, sons and daughters were saying, well, this isn't, like, totally accurate, blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, I'm just telling what my dad told me. Like, these are just my dad's stories. Like, sorry if they're not 100% accurate from his point of view, but, like, this is what I'm doing.
Right.
So there's, like, a whole, a forced sort of outrage controversy around it. And the first thing I heard was that, and this is my, I read the headline and I didn't read the whole article. It's like, Don Shirley's family, like, speaks out against the movie. It's like, oh, crap. Like, if the dude's family doesn't think it's accurate, then why are we, like, looking this up?
Right.
But then you read more, which is I did. I read more. I'm like, oh, wait, this is just, like come on. Like, give him a break. Like, it's just trying to tell a story. Like, just let's just tell the story.
Well, and so, is there, like, a growth? Is it, like, this white guy's racist, but he has to drive him, and then... He realizes that they're buddies, or is it just
he's
doing his job and he's like, oh, I like
this
guy.
He's doing his job
already,
and this guy's cool. So,
but then he's seeing all the other racist stuff get thrown at him, and he's like, whoa, back off.
Like he comes to his defense and like overdoes it in a lot of ways. Sure. But they have like a buddy like kind of thing. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And like, I'll watch anything either of those guys.
Absolutely.
Honestly, like,
yeah.
You put their name on it, and I'm on board.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of which, True Detective ends tonight, which. I'm super excited about.
That's really good timing for them.
Yeah, it's been super good.
Just won an award.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning I'll be watching the finale of True Detective. I can't wait to see how it closes up.
Right on.
Nice. So nine.
I haven't watched any of that season.
It's
been really good.
If you want to watch something new, take some time, watch it. The first season is phenomenal.
I know.
Second season was.
Yeah, there's good parts in the second season,
Just overall, it just didn't.
Yeah, just some of the choices were not great.
If they had flip-flopped it, if season two
the first
was season
is
one.
Ocean's 11, and then the second season is Ocean's
Well, that's what I'm saying. If season two was season one and you watched it, would you be like, this is pretty good, and would you go and watch the next one, or was season one so good that made you watch season two?
Season one was so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. You mean if you didn't see season one, you only saw season two?
If they released them... Just as they are, but season two came out as season one instead. Yep.
I might not go back.
I probably wouldn't be as interested.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think of, like, Vinyl or some other
show. But it also didn't ruin it, because then you're like, ooh, I still want to see season three.
Correct.
I think that's a testament to season one, too.
Right.
It was like, it was so good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That even though they got it wrong. And I think we were all kind of excited, or at least I was, that the idea they were going to, like Fargo, that they were going to change entire storyline, entire cast. This is going to be a whole new story.
That's great.
Yeah, I do too. I enjoy that. I enjoy the idea. We're going to tell a whole story in 10 episodes. And like, that's the sweet spot.
Word.
Yep.
So. Word.
It's the thing that I wish that more Western TV, like, and some have adopted this. Like, here's our story. We're writing the story. We're going to finish the story. And that's it.
Right.
Like, a lot of Japanese anime has been that way. It's like, we have 30 episodes to tell this story. That's it.
That's it.
And then it's over.
Yep.
Like, I respect that. Like,
and we don't need to get year 12 of Big Bang Theory.
Or like, year 15 of Supernatural.
Last 3 years of Lost. So
wrong. That's where you will lose me.
Or the last year of honestly, How I Met Your Mother should have ended at season 5.
Yeah. Or Breaking Bad should have ended earlier, in my opinion.
Wrong.
Breaking Bad is 5 seasons. That's my opinion. Breaking Bad is perfect.
It's really 4 seasons because season 1's like 6 episodes long.
True.
But anyway.
Yeah. The Office.
Anyway.
I could go on.
And on and on.
And on and on and on and on and on and on. But we don't want to because we're done. So we talked about the Oscars a bit. We ranted and raved a bit.
Talked about it enough.
Yeah, we talked about all the relevant stuff anyway.
What did we talk about today, kids? Let's refresh.
Brought to you by
the letter A.
For
shit.
Yeah, that works. But give us your thoughts on the Oscars or whatever you're watching and all that good stuff, and send us a message or however you want to get a hold of us. Hit us up. Send us a DM on Instagram.
Whoa.
We'll check that out.
That's getting perfect.
Yeah. Call the phone army.
619-438-0532. Well.
That's the number.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the number. I know the number.
You know what's funny? I got a text message today from Michael Bissett saying, hey, what's the voicemail number? He didn't send it to the group chat. He didn't look on Facebook. He texted
me. He could have just asked me.
Personally.
He didn't want to put it in the group chat because he's almost embarrassing.
I don't listen to the show. But if I were, I know you would know this. It would say the number, so just tell me what it would be. So,
but he asked me of all the people to ask. I'm just saying, just putting that out there.
Because you say it every time.
Yeah, you got it. You from got it down. Memory.
Yeah, I do. It's in my brain. But anyway, thanks out there for listening.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here so I can edit and publish this beast. But this has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I thought he was going to go.
I'm sorry.
That was Mike.
And I am Rich. I saw him moving. I'm like, oh, there he goes.
My goodness gracious. Okay. But with that, I guess we will
see you on the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 and wow.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right. I mean, I'd like to do myself.